If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. 37-0, make that 38-plus years now of being on top. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, coming to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, Veev TV, of course, WBC TV, straight up. That's our stream. The audio comes to you from iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, SportsByline.com. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is it take me an hour. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, today, coming to you on ESPN from across the pond, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, maybe Artur Bitaev, 18-0, 18 knockouts. And he's knocked out good guys, not like a bunch of bums. He's knocked out some good guys, but he hasn't had any, how could I put this, Hall of Fame names there. Of course, he wants to fight Dmitry Bivol, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez earlier last year. And of course, now, Canelo wants to have a tune-up fight. Canelo, of course, says he wants to fight Bivol again. Bottom line is, 175 pounds, the king will defend against Anthony Yardy, who at one point in time was represented by the man you heard in the intro there. I'm talking about 2004 Olympic gold medalist Andre Ward. Straight up, Anthony Yardy is probably a decent underdog, even though he's fighting at home tonight against Artur Bitaev. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, will join us after the break. Of course, open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. And I'm laughing at myself. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The people on Twitch TV can probably figure it out. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take it away, Daniel.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
Ah, the theme song for the Nature Boy. Not exactly. It's boxing's PhD. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer, of course, the Bronx Bomber, coming to us from the East Coast. And how are you this lovely afternoon, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, Pedro. How are you?
Excellent. No complaints, no doubt about that. Pound for pound, it's a wonderful day to be in San Francisco. The reason why I say that is it's nice and foggy outside. This is the way we like it. We love it this way. I mean, the fog this morning was like, if you didn't live here, you say, oh, God. Okay. And we're saying, yes. Yes! Okay, so weather-wise, we're ecstatic for the month of January.
Okay. That's, whenever I do think of San Francisco, I think of two things. I think of Dirty Harry movies, and I think of Candlestick Park and seeing Joe Montana and this time of the year in the playoffs. So.
Joe Montana, I was in an end zone when he threw that pass to Dwight Clark, and Dwight Clark, of course, did some. We did a broadcast in Stockton, California, a boxing broadcast. I can't remember this Chinese promoter, and I don't want to say his name was Chang, but I think that's what his name was. I'm not sure. Anyway, so Dwight Clark was the color commentator, and I was the ring announcer. All right, and this is back in the days when cell phones look like bricks. So we're talking the 90s, right? So anyway, the hometown guy gets pummeled for four rounds. It was a prelim fight. He just gets humbled. He gets beat up for four rounds. So they give the fight to the other guy, and somebody in the cheap seats throws one of those cell phones that, as I said, looks like a brick, and hit me in the head with it from the cheap seats. Oof. Bam! I saw black for a second, and they had to delay the show a couple of minutes, but the bottom line is what I'm leading to was not me getting hit that night, but the fact that I got to work with Dwight Clark that night. And, of course, Dwight Clark, without a doubt, man, that NFL moment when he caught that pass in the end zone, when he leaped and caught that pass from Joe Montana, that started the dynasty.
It did. I mean, it's why football is probably the best sport for television. That was relived on NFL films for years, that play against the Cowboys, and you're right, it launched a dynasty.
Okay, we're gonna have to disagree that as far as the best sport for television, because I think boxing it's in a squared circle. You can get camera angles from all different four sides if you want, and that's pretty simple. I mean, that's why. What did Larry Merchant say? If you want to know who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Well, I think in person, football is really hard to follow as opposed to boxing. In person, it's totally different than seeing it on TV. But you're right. Boxing is definitely made for TV. It's square, just like our TVs. and it's the highest drama, you know, unscripted that you can get.
Without a doubt, no doubt about that. Now, before we get to, of course, the fight coming to us from across the pond, the world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, does he have an opponent? Is the Oleg Usyk fight set? Are they going to Saudi Arabia or Dubai? Because evidently the money's over there, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's where all signs lead to Saudi Arabia. The desert is where the money is these days. You've seen
you mean Las Vegas, the desert?
No, the oil desert, the original desert, you know, the original land, you know, if you want to get biblical, Middle Eastern area, Saudi Arabia, those Saudi princes are cranking out the big bucks, and we will probably see that happening in the spring sometime. And it's going to be probably the richest payout for any fighter this side of Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao.
Okay, interesting.
Going to do big bucks.
Okay, I bring you back to last week. Of course, Don King's card. Jonathan, the King Guidry, 19-1-2, scored a 10-round decision over former WBC heavyweight title holder, excuse me, Bermain Stiverne. Beware, Stiverne. Beware of saying his name. 25-6-1, 21 KOs. Listen, a fat guy beat up on an obese guy in a main event on pay-per-view. This is Don King, the world's greatest promoter, so-called.
How the mighty have fallen, right? It was, what, in Miami? In some bingo hall in Miami? Hopefully that's the last that we see of Mr. Stiverne.
No, Mr. Guidry. I mean, he should be arrested for a brawl. Guy, God, this guy, he had more flab on him. I mean, as I said, a fat guy against an obese guy. That's what it was in the main event. And I think they wanted to charge you like $19.99, wink, wink, or something like that. I mean, yeah, you know, that's pretty, that's chutzpah for Don King. That's chutzpah. That's just the way to put it. I mean, there's no other way to put it other than that, because the audacity to go out there and try to charge people to watch something that was maybe main event ESPN quality, that's chutzpah.
They should be paying you to see that fight.
That's
that,
right.
That should be the type. Yeah.
It's a pay-per-view, no doubt about that. Now, the world heavyweight champion, of course, is Tyson Fury, and you say this will be the biggest fight of all time, him and Oleg Usyk, money-wise. Is it going to be competitive, or is it just going to be like Daniel fighting Tyson Fury?
No, I think it will be competitive. I mean, you underestimate Usyk at your own regard. I mean, the guy, I don't know what else he has to prove. You know, he ran through that cruiserweight division. He beat up a bigger man than Anthony Joshua and showed that skills pay the bills. He has adapted as a heavyweight. Now, he's going up against probably the most unbeatable heavyweight champion that we've ever seen, Tyson Fury. I always felt that only one thing could derail Tyson Fury. That's himself.
Cocaine.
You know? Yeah. His own vices, you know, and his team, and I guess his team, and he's got his passion for the sport back. They're keeping him busy. Like you said before, he's probably this version of
Johnny Tapia.
Yeah, you got to keep him busy. Keep him in the gym. And he loves the spotlight, you know. So, and we need that in the sport. It's too bad that he's not American. He would probably be the biggest sports star in the world. But, you know, he's still up there, and it's a great fight. You talk about a guy like Tyson Fury who moves like a light heavyweight, you know, a guy that's 6'9", and now all of a sudden he's punching much harder than he did at the beginning of his career. It's a great fight.
Again, when you fight the big guys and you can't catch them, you step on their foot. I hate to say it, you step on their foot, and if you don't make it happen right then and there, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you're the opponent. Let's be honest, you're the opponent. The odds are against you. The promoter's against you. Everybody's against you. Probably there's a hometown crowd's against you. And there's a time in a fight where guys, the opponent gets an opportunity like a cut, or he gets guys rocking and rolling this thing, and then they don't jump up because they don't believe in themselves. I've seen this time and time again, and I just don't get it. When you're there, you got to go for it. And some guys, they don't have that go for it thing. We talked about this fighters from Ghana.
Ugas and Spence.
What?
Ugas and Spence. Perfect example.
Good point.
Yeah, you know, he knocked Spence's mouthpiece out, and then he looked at the ref like, what am I supposed to do next? You know, like, this isn't part of the script. You know, it was, yeah, you get your window of opportunity when you're the opponent is a lot smaller. You know, you're there for, you know, to be the B-side for a reason, and when you get that opportunity, you have to grab it.
Okay, I got some heat last week, and, you know, justifiably so. In some regard. Yeah, what's new, exactly. With the you know, Canelo Alvarez is no longer the pound-for-pound king in boxing. I think that count is sort of vacant. Of course, with the Artur Beterbiev fight, we'll talk about that after the break, but the Artur Beterbiev fight, he's 18-0, 18 knockouts, haven't knocked out anybody in the Hall of Fame, per se, but he beat Tavares Cloud back in the day. So he beat some decent guys. And, of course, he is about a 2.5-1 to 3-1 favorite tonight over Anthony Yard. That's coming to us on ESPN from across the pond. Now, when you look at the fight as a whole, this is a measuring stick as far as Beterbiev is concerned. Because if he goes out there and he stops Anthony Yardy in quick style, or he pounds on him and then stops him, but the bottom line is he ends up winning inside the distance, the legend continues. He goes to 19-0, and then he sets up the fight with, of course, the undefeated 21-0 Dmitry Bivol, who outpointed Canelo Alvarez in 2022. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mr. Licensed Private Investigator here. Of course, I put on my PI hat for the moment, the former San Francisco policeman, but straight up, I got in trouble last week for saying that Andrew Galata went in the tank, for the Russian Mafia, not once, not twice, but three different times. I kid you not. The first fight against Riddick Bowe, 1996, July the 11th, of course, that was in the Garden. It caused a riot afterwards. He was disqualified after seven rounds. He was ahead on the scorecards, 67-65, 67-65, 67-66. Wayne Kelly was the referee. I asked Wayne about that. He never really wanted to talk about it. The late Eddie Cotton was the referee for the second Riddick Bowe fight. He was disqualified in that fight in the 12th round. He was leading in that fight 74-72, 75-73, and 75-71. Straight up, he tanked both those fights, in my opinion. And then it set up a fight, get this, with the world heavyweight champion next. Now imagine this. If you're the Russian mob and you're running things, you're running games, right? You're running games. How better than to make some money than to get Andrew Galata to dive against Lennox Lewis in the very first round of their fight for the World Heavyweight Championship after tanking it twice against Riddick Bowe. So you tank it twice against Riddick Bowe, and you end up getting a heavyweight title shot, and then you fail in one round. Now, to me, I think that was all planned by the Russian Mafia, and I got, in my opinion, and got in all kinds of trouble for it. Some Russian guy said to me how racist I was. This guy, I'm not a racist, man. It's just straight up the way I'm feeling. Anyway, do you think I'm reaching there?
Listen. If we are a product of our experiences, right? And in boxing and the mob, you're not really reaching. I mean, boxing and organized crime have been around since the first guy to bring out a spit bucket, right? I mean, it's unfortunately we have that original sin, so to speak, in the sport.
So I'm with the referee Eddie Cotton, the late Eddie Cotton. He died of COVID a couple years ago. But I'm with him in Tokyo, Japan. We're at one of the WBC convention 2001, somewhere around there. And I said, what was going on in that Riddick Bowe fight, man? I said, with Galata, what was going on? I said, do you think he tanked it? He goes like this. He looks at me. He goes, well, Pedro, that's one way to explain it. He didn't say yes or no, but he said, Pedro, that's one way to explain it. I mean, I can't find any other way. You don't choke like that. You don't choke when you're ahead. You're kicking somebody's ass. You've imposed your will on somebody. They're ready to fold. And once, right. And then you quit?
Right. I mean, you normally see stuff like that when the guy's desperate, down on points. He sees no way out. So he takes, he takes the back door. Ironically, Eddie Cotton, one of the nicest guys in boxing, rest in peace. And also Wayne Kelly is no longer with us. So that's amazing. Both those guys are no longer with us. So that young.
Wayne Kelly rolled his eyes. I couldn't get him deep on that one. And as I said, Eddie Cotton said to me, how else can you explain it? Straight up. Of course, now we've got a big fight going on tonight. It's going to be on ESPN, correct?
Yes, sir. ESPN Plus will be televising the anticipated Artur Beterbiev and Anthony Yarde live from across the pond.
Okay. Should be a big house. Of course, Yarde is a bit of an attraction in the UK. But you know what? His attraction or not, how can I put it? The guy, Artur Beterbiev, seems like a possessed monster. But he seems, I don't mean that in a totally negative way. In other words, not like Tyson where he was spitting on people and, all that kind of crazy, biting people, that kind of good stuff. I just mean he's disciplined, but he seems to be absolutely the most focused man in boxing.
He is a stone-cold, stone-faced killer. He is one thing. Discipline, like you said. It's religion, family, boxing. That is it. And he's one of those guys that's must-watch TV. Very rarely in a boring fight. He has shown vulnerability at times. He's been clipped a few times and dropped by lesser opposition, but it almost gets him angry. And we've seen that before. Great champions that have been dropped, they dust themselves off and go on to win. Beterbiev just breaks guys' wills. He doesn't have like that eraser like Mike Tyson or Deontay Wilder. He just breaks guys down, and he's a beautiful technician in there. A tremendous amateur background. Anthony Yarde, the one thing I'm hearing people that want to give him a chance in this fight, they point to the age difference. But a fighter has two ages, right? He's got his date of birth and what's on the odometer. Artur Beterbiev has not been in rough fights. He's only got 18 pro fights. There's a lot of tread left on that tire, and back to the way he lives, he doesn't have any bad habits. So I don't see anyone right now, especially not Yardy, doing anything special tonight. It better be it.
Sergey Kovalev did defeat Anthony Yardy. Anthony Yardy, at one point in time, he was being advised by Andre Ward. Do I remember that correctly?
I'm not certain about that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Ward was working with him. I think they announced that one night on ESPN that he's not with us or he can't comment. You know, they tried to use the they tried to be legit for once when it came to Andre Ward and him and his influence with fighters. Because I'm told he also has some influence on Shakur Stevenson. Is that true?
I don't think he's with that team anymore. I think they're still friends, but I don't think he's in that official capacity anymore. But it's because of that whole James Prince, circle. He's more like a mentor. It would be great for Shakur. I mean, if you could follow, the lifestyle of a square like Andre Ward, you could last long in the sport. As opposed to how he likes to live his life outside of the ring.
You know, I've talked smack on this show about John Gotti when he's alive, things like that, but I won't say a word about James Prince.
And you would be a wise man, you know. And James Prince is long in the tooth, but he still has a lot of influence out there.
Sir Rap-A-Lot. No, not Sir Rap-A-Lot. What was he? No. I forget what the
that's the name of the label. That's the record label. Rap-A-Lot.
Exactly, Rap-A-Lot. Exactly, and he made almost a billion bucks off that. Of course, bought his way into the boxing game. I wasn't afraid of him like I was Suge Knight. You know, I could deal with James Prince, but Suge Knight, when Suge Knight called me those two times, hey, Pedro, man, better call me back, blah, blah, blah. Ah! I remember telling my mother, this guy Suge Knight called me. She goes, who the hell is Suge Knight? And I'm trying to tell her, Mom, he's the worst man in the entire world. She goes, why is he calling you? I said, he's with Zab Judah, and he wants to get into boxing.
Oh, boy. It's funny, when he was, I believe he's out. But in prison, he got sick and somebody checked his chin. Suge Knight, the bully of the rap.
Yeah, I already got knocked out a couple of times. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Now back to Beterbiev and Yardy. If Art Yardy is a speed bump here, and that's what you and I both believe, he's a speed bump. The oddsmakers believe the same. What does that say about Dmitry Bivol and Artur Beterbiev? Is that the fight for Bivol, or does Bivol take the rematch with Canelo, and he probably beats Canelo again like he would beat Daniel in the other room?
You know what? He would, economically, it's the, of course, the fight with Canelo is a much bigger fight, more lucrative, and it's also an easier fight, than fighting Beterbiev. Bob Arum was quoted this week that the Beterbiev Bivol fight would only happen if Bivol doesn't fight Canelo in May. So that we're looking at that fight eventually happening maybe in 2024. So, at this point, I can understand Bivol chasing the money. But in reality, the fight that everyone wants to see, the most competitive fight, is a unification bout at light heavyweight between the two.
Isn't it amazing that Massa Bob and the Top Rank Plantation is still rocking and rolling since 1965?
They are the standard, man. They are the standard. They have been greatly, well, it's a dual relationship. Being on ESPN, the number one network in sports, certainly helps. And they just do things the right way, and they crank out fighters. They know when to release guys at the right moment. They build up prospects. They're the best. No doubt about it.
I remember in the 1990s when this boxing writer sued them in court without an attorney, walked in there with himself, prepared all the papers himself, went in there and kicked Bob Arum's ass for $10,000.
Who would that be? I'm curious.
Present company, baby. Straight up, Bob and Bay. They knew. I remember what the judge said. He said to me, son, he goes, you need to withdraw this case today without prejudice. I said, why, sir? He goes, because it's worth a lot more than 10 grand. That's what he said to me. It's worth a lot more than 10 grand. And Barham's got these four or five attorneys in the room. This and I just kicked their ass. Everybody knew it. I kicked their ass, kicking their ass. Straight up, Anthony Yardy gets stopped tonight within 7 or 8 rounds.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good fight while it lasts. Because Yarde can't punch. I think it's going to be, if he's got a chance, is that Arthur Beterbiev gets old overnight. You know, but I don't think he's got the chin. And he's gassed out before in fights. I see Beterbiev rolling through him within, yeah, I'm co-signing, 7 rounds.
Did you see that fight last week on the undercard, the Ian Green Alexander Castro fight with a kid from Colombia, a kid from Cali, Colombia came in. I thought he won that 10-round fight going away. Did you see that one?
You know, I did not. I apologize. No,
oh,
I didn't see that.
Man, I wanted to cry because the kid's from Colombia. He's hungry. He's been wiping his ass with rocks. You know what I'm saying? He's been eating tortillas for years. No, this is a poor lifestyle, man.
True,
so he gets his chance. He gets his chance, and they take it from him. In other words, he sat down at the blackjack table. He got a king and an ace, and the guy that got a 17 won. That spit ain't right.
They gave it to him raw, no Vaseline. Good. It happens, bro.
Man, I just couldn't believe it. Ian Green, the WBA Continental America's Champion, good Lord. 10-round split decision. One judge had it 96-94 for my guy, Castro. The other judges had it 96-94 the other way. It wasn't that close of a fight, and straight up, it is what happens on television when a guy comes from Colombia and he has no backing. Feel me?
Absolutely, and we've seen it. You remember what we talked about, Rolly Romero and Marinez, the Dominican guy?
Yeah.
He got robbed, and then he went to Palookaville, you know, straight after that.
Good point. Socrates Palmer Jr., Boxing's PhD, you have a wonderful week, sir. Kiss the family. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, like always, brother. Enjoy the weekend.
The man, Socrates Palmer, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
You know, he died in 1963, of course, November 22nd, 1963, gunned down in the streets of Dallas, Texas. But President Kennedy had a message there. If you listen to him, he had a message there. We all drink the same water. We live in the same world. Bottom line is climate change, things like that. The country's got to come together. The world's got to come together. Of course, now different issues in Russia. And, you know, good Lord. And then last night we saw this. The video came out from Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, Memphis, not the greatest place as far as history is concerned. Of course, Martin Luther King gunned down there in 1968. But the beating they put on Tyre Nichols was probably unparalleled in recent memory. But I'm telling you, there are worse beatings than that. I was a police officer in San Francisco, okay? One time I went to an event in Hunters Point, and this guy had, what happens is, the guy ran from the cops. When you run from the police get, all of a sudden, they feel insulted. Ah, you insulted me. It's like you spit in my mother's eye or some kind of stuff. And if they catch you, all of a sudden they feel they can beat you like a dog, okay? That ain't the way it's done. Of course, I only lost one guy in a street chase in my tenure as a policeman. His name was Leroy Stacy Blankenship, and he died about 3 or 4 years later. He was gunned down on the street corner. But the bottom line is, I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he just has disappeared. He ran around the corner. What I'm trying to tell you is that I don't know how to word being a former policeman, being a human being. I couldn't watch that thing last night. I've watched police beatings before on tape, the Rodney King beating. There have been worse beatings of Rodney King. You've seen guys get shot on TV by policemen, this and that, okay, overzealous policemen. What I'm trying to say is I couldn't watch it, and I just couldn't watch it because I knew it was going to happen. I just couldn't. When he said, hey, you guys are doing a lot. I'm okay. I'm on the floor, this and that. When he went to those points and he started calling, then he didn't even call for his mama yet. When he called for his, I couldn't get to that point. So the bottom line is these cops should go to jail for the rest of their lives. There should be no question about it. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some jury issues as far as this trial is concerned, because some people are going to see it the other way. That's just the way it is. Can you believe that? They will see it the other way. Remember, the Rodney King thing, they weren't all that convinced the first time around. Remember that? Straight up, jurors. Terrible people as far as putting your lives in the hands. You know, you have to put your hands in the life of a jury, right, if you're charged with a criminal offense. But the bottom line is, jurors are a cross-section of America. And for the most part, don't get mad, America, but you're pretty dumb. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the odds tonight on this big fight, Thomas Tru coming to us from Apostle Pond. Of course, they're talking about 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's like, no, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's like in 45 minutes to an hour. Anyway, Art Bermuda is a 10-1 favorite. Wow. So I guess the other guy's got two chances, Slim and none, and Slim left town. Bottom line is, for the third time, the grudge fight, of course, between the junior welterweight champion at one point in time, undisputed Josh Taylor, of course, from Scotland. I think he's, Glasgow. Bottom line is, he's undefeated. He had that real, real weird win over Jack Catterall last year, of course. That was like one of the most controversial decisions I've seen in the last 15 or 20 years. Maybe in boxing history. I mean, it was really bad. It was just a bad, bad decision. And this fight was supposed to happen 15 or 20 times, maybe not that many times, but this is like the third time it's been canceled. Now they're talking about doing it in April. And guess what? Virgil Ortiz, remember him? Remember the young man I was so high of course, coming to us out of Texas? He was undefeated welterweight, 18-0, 18 knockouts. I mean, he was the real deal. I said to myself, this kid's on the verge of knocking on the door. Of course, I thought he was better than Boots Ennis. Boots Ennis, of course, failed a couple of weeks ago. Looked like a poor man's version of Vernon Forrest. But how can I put this? when you look at the total landscape right now, the entire landscape of boxing, there's only three or four fighters that really stand out. We talked about it already. The world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury. Of course, who stands out behind besides him? Maybe Canelo Alvarez, only because of the fact that he at one point in time was a pound-for-pound king. Now he looks like a doughboy. He just does. He looks like a Pillsbury doughboy. Yeah, he sort of looked like he looked like he was in shape against Triple G. In shape for like an old guy that maybe, you know, played golf. He didn't look like a boxer, per se. His body wasn't tight. He wasn't taut. Of course, come up with some lame-ass excuse. Oh, I had surgery on this, and, you know, I had this injury going on and this kind of stuff. Lots of excuses. The bottom line is he didn't look very good. He only won by 2 points on all three scorecards. I thought he won going away, but they only gave him the judges gave him the fights by 2 points, 150, 113. So stick a fork in Canelo. Of course, I think the best fighter at 168 is David Benavidez. David Benavidez is going to take on Caleb Plant. Caleb Plant's only been beaten one time. He was stopped by Canelo Alvarez. And so this sets up the big fight at 168 because Canelo is never going to fight David Benavidez. He's not. I mean, Daniel's got a better chance of getting a fight with Canelo Alvarez than David Benavidez because David Benavidez is like kryptonite. If Canelo Alvarez is Superman, this is kryptonite, without a doubt. I'm telling you, pound for pound, I think he's the hardest puncher. Mm. And he's going to be the most difficult star for anybody to beat because he's tall, he's rangy, he moves around decently. I mean, not the greatest footwork in the world, but he moves around. He's got these long legs, and he hits hard. Did I say that again? He hits hard. When you hit as hard as he does, it's going to be hard to stand up to it. So straight up, that's what I'm looking forward to as far as boxing concerns. Of course, the UFC, my boy, Dana White. They got to give Dana White some credit. The only guy in the world can lose his world heavyweight champion. Of course, Francis Ngannou. And I made a mistake on Francis Ngannou, and I repeated the mistake more than once, so I'm going to try to get out of this one this time. He evidently didn't have a boxing background. I was told he was 8-1 with having that one fight have been stopped in that one fight. And evidently, I was wrong. And evidently, he hasn't had any professional boxing matches. Talking about having a professional boxing debut, maybe against Derek Chisora, of course, the tough guy that went 10 rounds with Tyson Fury in his last fight. So, you know, that'd be something. I mean, stepping up, fighting a borderline, a fringe contender, a guy that's tough without a doubt, a guy that can go 10, 12 rounds, and that's Derek Chisora. Can Francis Ngannou go the rounds? I think he can. I think he's got some decent skills. And I think he hits hard. He's big. He's strong. And you know what? Walking away from Dana White, if you go to fight for one championship or maybe even Scott Coker in the lame Bellator thing, I mean, you're probably going to make more money per fight than you would working for the UFC. And get this, you don't have to fight God every night. You're not in a death match every night. That's all Dana does is put you in death matches. Because if Dana was to put you in fights where you like would continue your career, in other words, it wouldn't be life and death matches. You'd end up building a legacy, and then he'd have to pay you. He doesn't want to pay anybody. Seriously. That's why he had 42-year-old Glover Teixeira challenging for the World Light Heavyweight Championship last week. Glover's like 42 years old. Glover had to shave and his head and his face because he's grayer than Grandpa Munster. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, this guy's older than dirt, okay? 42 years old. In the world of mixed martial arts, that's like 95 years old. Forget CTE. And, of course, let me mention the fact that I got to say this again because Danny keeps giving me this little cue here. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We're working on that one, folks. Of course, we're going to do the show in a couple weeks when football season ends. Anyway, back to Dana's show. Last week, Dana had one of the guys in his contender series. Now, listen, if Dana's going to give a break, it's going to be those guys that he nursed along, okay? So he nurses along this guy named Jamala Hill. And he comes in small, decent size, 6'4", 205 pounds, maybe a John Jones type of clone, but nobody's going to be a John Jones type of clone. Anyway, he takes on Glover Teixeira. It goes 5 rounds. Glover loses by 6 points, which means he got his ass kicked by a really decisive manner in one round, a 10-8 round. But straight up, 50-44 across the pond, across the board, this fight should have probably been stopped after 2.5 or 3 rounds. When you're taking that type of a beating, why does it need to continue? It wasn't like Glover was going to win. He was just going to go the distance. And this isn't boxing, per se. And I keep saying this, man. The CTE thing is for real. And you're taking unnecessary blows for a couple of rounds. Why? You're not going to win the fight. But the bottom line is, That's the way Dana does it. Of course, as I said earlier, if you had easy fights, I think that Jamahal Hill was given an easy fight here, and Glover Teixeira still went the distance with him, but Jamahal Hill is one of Dana's boys, so look for him to get, like, a break here and there. Anyway, a guy that's probably one of not Dana's favorite guys, because he can fight. I'm talking about Brandon Moreno, is now the world flyweight champion, 125 pounds. He stopped Deveson Figueroa, Brazil. This fight took place in Brazil. The doctor stopped it in the third round, a cut under the eye. But the bottom line is it was really, really deep, deep cut, all the way to the bone. I could almost see the bone sticking out of his face. But the bottom line is the fight was stopped. Moreno was in control. Moreno's one of these Mexican kids. He doesn't take a licking and keep ticking. He doesn't look like he's taking a whole lot of punishment. This is good, man. This is good. I mean, because I'm telling you, this is a dastardly matched game. It just is. I mean, as I said, Dana just put you in death match after death match after death match. And, you know, I mean, Glover Teixeira was supposed to get knocked out last week. He's supposed to get drilled. He's supposed to make Dana's guy look super, super big. But Dana's guy maybe isn't all that much. As far as rest of the names on the undercard, Jessica Andrade beat Lauren Murphy. Of course, that was unanimous, not across the board. A women's 125-pound bout. Outside of that, I'm not seeing any other big names here because, you know, Dana doesn't have any big names. But back to Ngannou. Ngannou's going to want to turn pro as a professional boxer. I'm all down with it. I hope to God that he gets his fight with Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury says, if you want the big money, come see me. Well, guess what, Tyson? This guy's 6'5". He hits hard, and he can box a little bit, and he's got decent range and things like that. So I think, believe it or not, of all the guys in boxing right now, nobody's a threat to Tyson Fury. Maybe Daniel in the other room, but nobody's a threat to Tyson Fury except Francis Ngannou. Francis Ngannou. PhD Socrates Palmer said earlier in the show that Tyson Fury could only be beaten by himself. No. Francis Ngannou can beat Tyson Fury. He can knock Tyson. He can hit Tyson Fury hard enough to knock him out. We know Deontay Wilder knocked him down, of course, that fight. How did he get up? How did he get up? Nobody knows how he got up that second time, of course, in the ninth round. Got knocked down earlier in the fight, then got knocked down again in the ninth round. The ninth round, Deontay Wilder was on the corner. He was celebrating already. He was standing on top of the ropes. And Tyson Fury got up, sort of like The Undertaker, some WWE type of thing. But straight up, the heavyweight division, of course, controls boxing. It just does. That's what people say. For the most part, people tune into boxing to watch heavyweights. Boxing fans, non-average boxing fans, these squares, they want to see heavyweights. So right now, Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk going to hook it up sometime in the spring. I don't know if that's going to be the fight of all fights, but the bottom line is, I guess it will. It will determine who the undisputed world heavyweight champion is. Now, Oscar De La Hoya with his fake ab muscles. Are those fake ab muscles or did he get one of them little things? Because I've got some decent ab muscles and they're pretty deep. So, I mean, they did look a little cosmetic when I looked at them and Socrates Palmer thought they were like installed or kind of stuff. I remember Dominic putting muscles in his chest and his arms. I saw him like one time he was like a little, not skinny guy, but I saw him in San Mateo County Jail when he was a prisoner and he didn't look very buff. Next time I saw him, the guy looked like Hulk Hogan. I said to myself, whoa, what the hell? I got a little tiny head with this big old body, right? And he got some type of artificial stuff, some stuff in there, and put some muscle in there. Anyway, there's a good fight on tonight. Of course, I'm talking about our Oscar De La Hoya doing this thing. Listen, it'll be in Inglewood, California. Alexander Roca is taking on a guy from Ghana who's 38 years old. Straight up. I'm serious. 30 years old. Roca is, of course, 21-1, 13 KOs. Santa Ana, California is what he calls home. A welterweight of note. Maybe not even a French contender yet, but a guy that people are keeping eyes on because he's got Oscar De La Hoya behind him. He's taking on the kid from Accra, Ghana. Of course, as well, Mr. Ashley. He's 33-5, one draw, 25 KOs. Listen, fighters from Ghana outside of Ikorte, they don't step up. They just don't. Well, maybe, you know, Azuma Nelson. But the bottom line is they just don't feel the urgency. Somehow there's no urgency as far as fighting is concerned. Somehow it's just a job for them. So the bottom line is I expect this guy, 38 years old, to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree because Oscar De La Hoya picked him as an opponent. And, you know, Oscar likes picking those old guys, 38 years old. Remember Ryan Garcia was going to tune up with Mercito Gesta? In January, it's supposed to take place already, I think the 20th, somewhere. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, Ryan canceled that fight. But Mauricio Gesta had only been a pro for 20 years. I mean, that's all. I mean, come on. I mean, I couldn't find a guy with less wear in his body than the guy who's been fighting 20 years. That's how confident Ryan Garcia was. And then get this. Ryan Garcia canceled the fight. He postponed the fight. He didn't even take the fight. He canceled it. I don't want to have it. I don't need a tune-up. course, Tank Davis and him, will it happen? Steven Espinosa, of course, of Showtime. He is the man as far as calling the shot Showtime pay-per-view is concerned. He's trying to say that it all depends on the trial, the domestic violence, the hit-and-run trial. Which one is it for Javonte Davis? He's got so many criminal charges. Anyway, it's going to go down in February. Of course, the results of that trial will determine whether they took place. The fight takes place April 15th, according to Espinosa. Straight up, I think it's going to happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Horns and Matey Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, Eddie Hearn, of course, promoter extraordinaire and the man that's lost not $1 billion but $2 billion through the zone. I don't know. How can he lose $2 billion and keep going? But the bottom line is he has, and he's continued to rock and roll. I guess he's got some good investors, probably from the Middle East. But anyway, he's talking about Canelo Alvarez in May fighting in London against that Ryder guy. So bottom line is, you know, Ryder's got no chance, slim and none, that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, looks like Canelo's going to take an easy fight, go across the pond in London, probably fight in May in London across the pond. So, you know, Canelo, I told you, he's just like no longer a main player. He's no longer a main player. He's the B-side of every record. And maybe he's commanding, maybe he's still commanding the money, but I think he's the B-side of every record. According to Bob Arum, he says Beter Bev and Bivol, if they were to hook it up for the 175-pound title, is probably going to get delayed if Bivol signs a contract to fight Canelo in September or in September. That's the way it looks, according to Bob Arum. As far as free agents are concerned, Eddie Hearn's talking about signing, of course, Edgar Berlanga, the undefeated lad. At one point in time, he went like 18-0 or 17-0 with 17 first-round knockouts, something like that. But the bottom line is, I'm not saying he's a bum, but, you know, he's not much. So anyway, Top Rank let him go. Now Eddie Hearn's talking about signing him. Maybe him and Canelo fighting would be a heavy fight, Puerto Rico versus Mexico. I don't think so. But the bottom line is, let Eddie build it up. Straight up, the fight's about to take place like within 45 minutes to an hour. Check it out. I'm talking about Bedabev defending the title against Anthony Yardley. Of course, that'll be on ESPN+. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's behind the board today. Straight up, I thank him so much, and I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 38-plus years now, you're inside looking the world of combat sports. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is a production of Sports Byline.